sometimes even Junior, to feed him. And so last night, he passed away, and Karen and I buried him late last night. And I missed the dog, but on the way to church this morning, it just reminded me. I depend on God to feed me every day. And I don't want to neglect spending time with Him, allowing Him to feed me. And so I'm encouraged to see you here this morning. And I pray that you'll feed on God's words, not my words. If you're listening and watching this morning, I pray that you will listen to God's words and feed on that and begin to just devour what He has to say to us today. Today's message is entitled, Will You Pay That Price? Will you pay that price? In 1959, average home cost $10,900. Yep. If you wanted to buy a new Ford car, depending on what kind you wanted, you paid from $2,000 up to $3,900. Brand new, spanking smell, just new Ford car. Gas, anybody want to take a guess at what the gas was at that time? 25 cents. Bread was 20 cents, postage stamp was 4. If you wanted to get milk, it was $1.01. And I don't know if they had 2% or 1% then, but no. It's just milk out of the cow. Gotcha. Brook trout was 59 cents. T-bone steak, $1.09 in 1959. And I don't remember this too much. In fact, I don't remember it at all. But you could buy 9, almost 10 T-bone steaks for what you could purchase this toy for a child at Christmas. Tiny Tears doll. That's unbelievable. Tiny Tears doll, $9.88. 1959. And a Steve Canyon jet helmet for $2.80. Wow. Times have changed, right? Prices have gone up. You ever been somewhere and you could not pay for what you got? You were in line and you miscalculated. You didn't have plastic with you. It was going to be cash, and the cash that you had didn't measure up for what? And some kind soul behind you saw your desperate need for grace and mercy and said, I'll pay for them. You see that a lot during Christmas. You see a lot of people giving and helping others. You see with the shoe boxes and with the children's gifts and with the Lottie Moon Christmas offering and all these things, we seem to be very generous in our giving this time of year, especially. Will you pay that price? Sometimes things are just well beyond our budget, well beyond our income, and we just can't buy it. Every single one of us, watching and present, we have a huge, huge problem. Let's just say it this way. You and I are standing in line to check out. And as you arrive to pay at the cashier, they ring up your sins. How will you pay? That's an important question to answer today. And I pray the Holy Spirit of God speaks to you about that matter. How will you pay? Well, this morning I would pray that you pay attention to what God has to say to you. Amen. Matthew chapter 16. As each of us pay attention to what the Scripture speaks to us today. In Matthew chapter 16, beginning in verse 25. Prior to this, Jesus is beginning to prepare His disciples. He's trying to tell them what's fixing to take place. And Peter gets it all wrong. Peter thinks that God has sent Jesus to earth to come as a ruling, conquering king. And so he rebukes Jesus, and Jesus turns it all around and tells him, this is what is to come. Verse 25, Jesus explains to the disciples and to us here today, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come into the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Father in heaven, watching and present here today, listening, God, to you speak to us. God, use this very time to speak some truths into our lives. For those, Lord, first of all, that don't know you as personal Savior, that will accept the wages of their sin at death and stand before you and give an account. Lord, I pray that today that they will receive salvation, that God, that they would receive that free gift, that your blood covered all their sins, and they accept you as Lord and Savior. Father, I pray for those that know you as Savior and Lord, those that proclaim to be followers of you. I pray that today, God, that you would get our attention, that we are to be honoring and obedient to you, even whatever it costs. And that, God, we are about doing according to what your will is, not ours. And this morning, God, work in our lives. Work in our lives in such a way, God, that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is you. Save souls and change lives this morning, as only you can do that, Father. We'll honor and praise you and lift up your name above all names. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Save your life, you lose it. See, that's what Peter didn't understand. Peter didn't understand God's plan of redemption and God's plan of salvation. Jesus explained it to him and they still didn't understand it. I pray that the Holy Spirit of God reveals to us today what is most important in our life. The Bible says, and Jesus says, lose your life for the sake of Jesus. Lose your life for the sake of Jesus. This is the expectation to follow Christ. You believe in Him, you will trust Him and obey because you know His way is the best way of life. Hello? If God, the Creator of all things, there's nothing made that He does not know. Even you, when you were in your mother's womb, He knew you. He knew all about you. He knows all about you today. He knows your every thoughts. And He loves you so much that He sent His only Son, Jesus, for you. And if He loves you that much and you say, yes, I believe, then why don't you follow Him? Why don't you obey Him? Why don't you step out of your comfort zone? Why don't you lean toward Him and say, not my will, Father, but yours be done? All of us live in a fallen world, and all of us come well short of the glory of God. But in His grace and mercy, He loves us, doesn't He? It's an expectation. Life is a process. A program begins and ends, but a process is ongoing. It's a process of life that we keep walking and listening to Jesus and feeding on His Word and listening to the Holy Spirit of God. I pray that this morning that you will respond by submitting yourself to trust and follow Christ so that you can gain life. Some people today walk around, they think they've got life, but they ain't got life. Oh, I'm living the life, really? Really? Some people don't know what life is and are clouded behind all this facade. They live day to day I live for tomorrow. How about you? I pray that God speaks to us. When you said something, or have you ever done something that you wished afterward you hadn't have said or did? Anybody been there? Oh man, I wish I hadn't said. Oh, I wish I hadn't. But in the same sense, haven't we done the opposite? That you passed by and not said something that you should have said, or did something you should have done, and you think about it later and you go, I wish that. Well, sometimes that's the Holy Spirit of God speaking into our lives, isn't it? And we feel guilt. Sometimes we even feel shame. But I want you to think about this. That sin and guilt, of course, if you don't feel that, then there's a heart problem that we need to address. But all that sin and that guilt, Jesus Christ, who was innocent and took all sin, all guilt upon the cross. Think of that. Now, you know how you feel when you have that guilt or shame or sin in your life? He took everybody's. Where he was innocent, he took everybody's. Shed his blood for you and I. Was obedient to the Father. Remember when he prayed in the garden? Not my will, Father, but thine be done. Remember that? Even in the agonizing pain upon the cross, shedding his blood after he'd been all through all these things of beating and flogging and crowns and all the spitting upon and beating him and whipping him and all the stripes that he took for you and I. On that cross, he cried out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. And then he even went as far as to say, into thy hands, Father, I commit my spirit. He was obedient, total obedience to his death on the cross. And just exactly as Jesus knew and God has ordained, on the third day exactly, up from the grave he arose. Amen. So that you and I can have victory in Jesus. Amen. Crown him with many crowns? Oh, absolutely. I want to be at his feet, bowed before him, and lifting up my crown before him and saying, thank you, Father. I want to serve him until I meet him. I want to do all I can to tell people about him. And I pray that you will receive what God has for you to do and just commit yourself to it. Total obedience to whatever God calls you to do. I love the song, Because He Lives. Oh, y'all remember it? You know it. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Praise be to God. I can face today, but I can also face tomorrow. Amen? Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future. And life is worth living just because He lives. Jesus paid the price to redeem you and I. Thing is, will you accept Him? Will you accept that free gift? God demonstrated His love toward each of us, did He not? He demonstrated that all the way to obedience on the cross. Even though that you and I are disobedient, we're defiant, we're discontent, and sometimes we're just downright mean. Hello. I'm trying to pump you up this morning. We all have a problem, and that problem is sin. We want to do things our own way. We envy what others have, and we lie about things just to puff ourselves up. Or sometimes we just lie to get out of something. Get out of trouble. We think we know it all. We think we're better than, well, the list goes on. We all have a sin problem. And each one of us has two choices. We can stand before a holy and just God, and we can pay the price for our own sin. The price for that is eternal punishment, torment, and a place called hell for eternity. Or you can be saved by God's grace by asking forgiveness of your sin, believing in the cross of Jesus that He paid the price for you, and walk by faith trusting Him until you arrive at your heavenly eternity. Choice is yours. One or the other. That's all there is. Don't let the world tell you different. That's all there is. Be sure there's only two ways. And Jesus said that He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life, that no man comes unto the Father except through Him. To be a follower of Jesus Christ, we have all been bought with a price, with a huge price, that no one else could ever pay. So what does that mean? You're bought with a price. Look, if you would, at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm getting more and more convinced as I look at God's Word that carrying a hard copy, is best than a digital copy. So I want to encourage you. You got your own walk, but I want to encourage you to bring a hard copy of God's Word with you to church. And if you're watching, I pray and challenge you to get out a hard copy of God's Word. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, this is the reason, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We are bought with a price. God loves us that much. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Honor Him with all you have. Honor Him with your gifts and with your talents. Honor Him with all the resources that He's given you. He has blessed us beyond measure. Remember in Matthew chapter 27, where Judas betrayed Jesus? Remember that story? He chose cash over Christ. Let me just warn you, don't ever choose cash over Christ. God has richly blessed us, and we should glorify Him with our finances. He betrayed Jesus, allowing the world to buy Him out. After the fact, He was remorseful, and He brought back the 30 pieces of silver, filled with remorse. But get this, He was filled with remorse, but He was not filled with repentance. Okay? There is a difference. Even though He knew exactly what He did, He said, I've sinned and betrayed innocent blood. Judas was more sorry for the result of his sin than for its sin itself. And there is a huge difference, being sorry about your sin or being sorry for sin. Judas had been with the Lord in public and private, and he could have found a flaw in Jesus' character. He would have had plenty of time to bring that to the forefront. But he, even as a traitor, in his dying speech, he declared Jesus was an innocent man. He paid our price. Even the chief priest declared that Jesus was innocent. And that innocence took upon yours and my sin upon the cross. He paid the price for it all. And you can have a personal relationship with God, the Father, and have a permanent residence in heaven with Him one day. Yes, we should praise Him. Yes, we should serve Him. Yes, we should share all about Him. And we should take His Word that we feed upon as an example of how we should live too. Turn, if we would, to Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 7. But made Himself, meaning Jesus, made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in a fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. It's not finished there, though, is it? Yes, He arose from the grave. Yes, He ascended to heaven. There's no doubt and no disputing. That's a fact. In verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things of earth and things of earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Oh, but it's not finished there. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And he's going to come back again and take us to where he is, either by death or by rapture. And I'm good with either one, because I made the choice that I will accept his blood as a forgiveness of my sins, make him Lord of my life and serve him the best of my ability, leaning on the Holy Spirit of God to equip me and empower me to be all that he wants me to be. Until that day, I pray that he will not have any problem recognizing me as his child. And I pray that you're there too. If you're not, today is your day. Today will be the best day of your life to accept him as your Savior and Lord. I pray that he will speak to you about that today. In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess. What's the price to pay to follow Christ? Using the word faith, F-A-I-T-H. Forsaking all, I will trust him. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen. There is no compromise. World compromise all the time. But in God's word, within standing before a holy and just God, there is no compromise. Please hear. Probably the reason that people don't come to Christ is they don't want to pay the price. Christ will not compromise. He will not negotiate or change the price. We come by repentance and faith, or we don't come at all. For what does it man profit to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? Would it be worth that? You must be willing to say, God, I am a sinner, and ask forgiveness and repent, meaning turn away from sin in the world and turn to Christ alone. And then by faith, commit your life to Christ and put him first and foremost in your life from now on. Will you make that choice today? Will you make that choice right now? You, O Lord, are the director of my life. I'll forsake all and trust you. Even if I don't understand, even if it's out of my comfort zone, even God, that it's not been done that way, I will trust you. God, I submit all to you. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. And I'll say what you want me to say. God, I'm willing to forsake all and trust you. Will you do that right now? Will you respond to Jesus Christ? Jesus wants you to make him Lord of your life. Christian brother and sister, are you sold out to him? Will you submit and commit your life, your mind, will, and emotions to him so that you can experience real life? And that when you stand before him, that the reward that you receive from him will be one of honor and glory, that you can receive that crown and hand it back to the one who rightly deserves it. Will you serve him by doing that? What is God saying to you right now? How will you respond? Those of you watching, those here present, have you came to that place in salvation? Have you accepted him as your Savior? Have you accepted him as your Lord? I pray you've done that. Will you confess Jesus today? I'm going to ask you, if you're watching today, I want you to take out your cell phone. I want you to text or call today, right now, and say, I make that decision. I will forsake all and trust Him. Or you might be there, you may be here, and you say, I want to accept Christ as my Savior. I want to ask forgiveness of my sins and confess Him as my Savior and my Lord. Do you believe in the cross? Will you respond? Will you respond? Text or leave a message. 440-9759. Let me know. Because I want you to respond, because I believe that's the action that God wants us to take. If you're here, the altar's open. It's time that we begin to humble ourselves before God. It's time that we take action, because I remember getting saved in 19... Well, it's a long way back. It was in October. And as a nervous and shy, backward young man, the Spirit of God began to draw me. I didn't want to stand in front of nobody. And yet, on that particular day, I was in the pew, and I found out why it's rounded. That way your fingers can wrap all the way around it to hold on. But I let go. Tears began to come down my face. And I took my first step out of the pew. And I really believe that was mine, because it was a struggle. But the second step, I felt the presence of God saying, come to me, my child. I'll accept you. It's an action step. Will you take it today? Will you make that action move toward Him and follow Him? What is God speaking to you this morning about? And how are you going to respond? The Bible says, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, Him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, Him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Two choices. What are you going to do? Father in heaven, thank you for speaking to us this morning. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives, that you're teaching us, training us, and God, proclaiming your gospel to others. This morning, God, some need to respond. Some need salvation this morning. They may be watching, they may be here. I pray that they'll take action. Come to repentance. And Father, some here are troubled. Their hearts are troubled. The world is chaotic somewhat now, but God, there's nothing beyond what you already know. And you know where our hearts and minds are this morning. And you love us. Lord, I pray that this morning, Christian brothers and sisters will join our hearts together and begin to walk humbly before you as one, working together with our individual gifts and talents to praise you and to proclaim you. Father, this morning, as this altar is open, I pray that we will be submitted to you, to forsake all and trust you. May you bless. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand, please, for this invitation from the Lord? Just as you are. Just as you are. I love that song. That was a song that was playing during the invitation in 1969 of October when I took my step. Just as I was. Oh, I had no idea what was the journey ahead. But he did. What a beautiful journey. Yes, it's had his trials and it's had his temptations and it's had things go on. But he's always been faithful. He's always been faithful. I pray that you will walk with him and trust him. Forsake all, just trust him. Don't forget our children's tree up here. Don't forget bringing in your shoe boxes. And don't forget praying for one another. And listening to the Holy Spirit of God to begin to do a new thing. You saw where devastation brings out people to help one another. Roan Creek Baptist Church is very good for that. When things happen, like the tornado, when it happened here, you gave, you helped. World is in need right now. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit of God to teach you, to teach me, how He wants us to minister and to love other people in a time such as this. And some of the opportunities are right in front of you. Keep loving each other. Keep loving God. May you have a blessed Thanksgiving. Take time just to thank God for His Son that He sent for you. And then begin to thank God for other things. I encourage you and challenge you to thank God for Son Jesus first and God's love for you and then everything else. Happy Thanksgiving. And I don't know, could we just be first ones to say it here? Let's have a Merry Christmas. I love hearing that. I pray that it will be a Merry Christmas. May God richly bless you. As we dismiss, I'm going to ask Tom Nelson if he would to lead us in prayer as we close, please.